This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, December 15th, 2024, Christmas Unboxed, the gift of joy.
Wonder what it is.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, it's a Bible. Oh my gosh, it's a heavy Bible.
A BHB.
A BHB, it's large print, that's my kind. Wow.
There's something in it.
There's something in it? Okay, let's see what's in it. Oh, wow.
He died.
Butterflies. Butterflies.
Butterflies, symbol of joy. Symbol of joy, butterflies and flowers. Yeah.
Good morning, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who've been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being here today. It's such an encouragement to see one another. And those of you online, we're so glad that you were able to join us as well. Did you notice all of those bags in the lobby? Those big black bags. Well, we've asked Mr. McEely
to make another delivery this morning.
To make another delivery. We want to pray over the bags that represent families who are receiving a blessing. They, through the Neighborhood House and through the Appaquinimic State Service Center, or through the Appaquinimic School District, we've adopted 10 families, and we are so grateful to be able to partner with them and supply Christmas for those families. Thank you, Connection Church, for being so generous. Everything was covered. And we pray that even more blessing will be in the bag, that they'll sense and feel a touch of love from Christ because of your sacrifice, your giving. So I'm going to open us up with prayer and pray for the bags. And I also want to pray for our church family. There's a lot of sickness. We had the Rucker family who was supposed to light the candle, and, you know, half of them are sick, so we decided it's the praise team family that did so instead. But a lot of our teams and people in our church are sick. So I'm just going to say a prayer. Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, we thank you so much for this day. It's a day that you've made. A day that we can rejoice in it, no matter what our circumstance, which is what we'll be talking about today. We pray a blessing over each one of these bags that will be taken to families. And we pray that what's in these bags will be such a blessing that we can help relieve, lessen the load of some of the families in our community. Thank you for the generosity of our church. And we're just grateful that we can participate. Thank you for the leaders of this ministry, for Candy and Marianne and LaRonda and all of the volunteers and all of the givers. And God, I do pray for our church family that there's a lot of sickness, there's a lot of grief, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and Christmas seems to kind of bring out more heart feelings than other times of the year. So draw us close, God. And I ask today that you settle us in right where we are so that we can receive your message about unboxing joy. I pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody agreed and said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Today, we are unboxing joy, the gift of joy. We talk about joy a lot. during Christmas especially, and it's part of the scripture that we always share at Christmas, Luke chapter 2. This is when an angel came and shared good news to the shepherds. Let's take a look. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, the shepherds in the field, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great what? Joy for all people." Great joy. Not, "I'm just going to bring you joy. I'm going to bring you a little bit of joy." It's great joy to you. We sing that Christmas Eve, you know. Can you think of a song that we sing with joy? Joy to the world. And joy to the world, the Lord has come. That brings us great joy.
So what is the joy that we keep talking about during Christmas, during this Advent, this preparation season, as we get ready for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, in a December 14, 2014 Facebook post, Father James Martin tells us that when it comes to joy, the secular mind sees it as more or less an intense form of happiness or delight. The religious or spiritual mind, on the other hand, sees it intimately connected to belief in God, grounded in faith even in tough times, and maybe especially in tough times, and nourished by the relationship with the divine. Joy, then, is happiness in God.
The challenge with secular joy is that's when our happiness is the measure. And that's when our circumstances actually bring us happiness. And our circumstances usually end up disappointing us many times. And so our joy cannot be measured by the secular definition of joy, which really equals happiness. The joy that we're talking about today has to do with faith. And faith is a belief in things that are not yet seen. It's the promises of God. And so we're talking about that joy that depends on Jesus, not the happiness that depends on our circumstances.
Now, joy is found hundreds of times throughout the scriptures, if you look there. In the Old Testament, there are various words translated as joy, but the most common is a Hebrew word, simcha. Simcha. It means joy, gladness, delight, rejoicing, a joyous celebration. For the Hebrews, joyous celebrations like those we read out in Scripture, the festivals, they involve things like dancing and singing and throwing out candy, drinking and drinking wine and the like. It was a party. It was a party. Now, in the New Testament, there are various words translated as joy as well, but most common in the New Testament from the Greek is the word chara. Can you say chara?
Chara.
Chara. And that again means joy or gladness or rejoicing. It comes from the root Greek word charis. Can you say charis?
Charis.
And we've looked at that before because charis means grace. See the connection between joy and grace then? To experience joy, to rejoice, is to experience God's grace.
One of our favorite scriptures, you know, one of 565 is Psalm 30. And this psalm was written by King David. And it was this song of joy and dedication to the temple. Let's take a look. "I exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name, for his anger only lasts a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime." Say the rest with me. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning.
So David spends like the first four verses here praising God, exalting God, as God rescued him, refusing to let David's enemies triumph over him. When he cried for health, the Lord restored his health. David goes on, but then in verse 5, he points out that it isn't always sunshine and flowers.
And butterflies.
Huh?
And butterflies.
And butterflies. The Lord shows anger at times, but he says that anger only lasts how long? A moment. Just a moment. Only a moment. The anger lasts a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. You see the difference there? Moment versus lifetime. And weeping may last through the night. I think we've all experienced that at one time or another, haven't we? That what I call the dark night of the soul. That night that you just are restless, you're not at peace, you lay awake, you're praying for sleep, and sleep just isn't coming, and you long for the little specks of light coming up in the morning. You don't know if it's ever gonna come. It feels like forever. I've had more than one of those kind of nights. And there's that word again, but yeah, you have that weeping through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Joy comes with, they're hand in hand, it comes with the morning. The Lord can bring us joy even the darkest of circumstances. Even when we wonder if the morning will ever come, the Lord brings joy with the dawn of the new day. Joy comes with the morning.
So there's a song that we've sung over the last 24 years. You might be catching the tune now. It's called Trading My Sorrows. And so we've asked Paul to share that with us, and you're absolutely welcome to join in if you want to.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. And I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm pressed and not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, and his joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, and I'm trading my shame.
Come on.
And I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Oh, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. The Lord's joy comes in the morning. A new day dawns. Joy, the joy of the Lord.
And so we turn back to Psalm 30. When I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. Your favor, Lord, made me as secure as a mountain. Then you turned away from me and I was shattered. We've all felt that at one time or another, haven't we? Yeah. I cried out to you, oh Lord, I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, what will you gain if I die? If I sink into the grave, can my dust praise you? Can it tell of your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. And then we have a shift again, don't we? And we shift into, you have turned my mournings into joyful dance. We're doing a happy dance, Lord. The happy dance. You have taken away my clothes of mourning, and you've clothed me with joy. Think about that. I was covered in sadness and mourning, and you've taken that off and you've replaced it with a covering of joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I give you thanks for how long?
Forever.
Forever. When you turned away from me, I was shattered, Lord. Shattered. I cried out, I begged for mercy. And you, Lord, you turned my mourning into joyful dancing. Man, you took away my clothes of mourning. You clothed me with joy. Give you thanks forever. Forever.
When we shared this scripture at the last service, and I've been meditating on it anyway, but something really struck me, that whole image of trading our clothes out, getting a new wardrobe. You know, mourning comes in different forms. Certainly there's mourning associated, it's all with loss of some kind, but there's the very real mourning of losing a loved one or losing our health or losing a job or relationships that are kind of on shaky ground. There's a lot of different kinds of mourning. I have found myself this past week or two, and my voice catches as I even talk about this, that as excited as I am for Connection Church, and as excited as I am for next summer, I'm also mourning, because this is what we've been doing for 24 years here, but 31 total for me. And it just feels a little weird, and so I'm just going to kind of lean into it and think about it and process it. But I was thinking about, okay, I've got these mourning clothes on, but actually I need to trade those clothes in for joy, because joy does come, and I'm going to be so joyful when we get to sit with you and I can, you know, worship, and we can worship with you, and, you know, in July when we're retired, I'm going to be floating in the pool, reading a book. There's a lot of joy there, too. Sorry, I always call it my pool, Alan.
It is. I'm just the pool boy.
He is a great pool boy. Yes. All to say that grief comes in a lot of different forms. And this scripture gives us this glimpse of something new, that we can trade our mourning clothes into clothes of joy, and we can even dance in the midst of the mourning. And because both are from God, I mean, both are feelings, and so, well, joy's not. Joy is a condition of our heart that we need to just be absolutely settled in God, a foundational. It's not happiness. There are so many challenges that we all face. I've shared some of my own personal challenges with you that are pretty deep. And we have family challenges. We have relational challenges. We have financial challenges. We have challenges at work. We have challenges all around us. But they cannot define us. It's the unconditional love of Jesus and the joy that he brings in the midst of our circumstance. That's who we are. We're clothed in Christ. We're clothed in joy. And so we just pray that today you consider your situation, your circumstance, and that you unbox joy.
I did a graveside funeral service week before last for it was a brother of a parishioner. I really didn't know him. I saw him there in his last days in the hospital, and he was not communicating or anything like that. It was a very sad situation. sorrow. There was sorrow, definitely, and there were tears. I think there were 40, 50 people gathered there at the graveside there in Wilmington. There was mourning, as you would expect at a funeral. But in the midst of the mourning, there was joy. And there was joy because this person who had died, as challenging as his last days had been, he was a believer. He was a believer. And so in the midst of our sorrow, we can find that joy. Because we knew, he knew Jesus Christ. And so that was a great situation. He knew Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And so as we've been talking about this morning, there is joy in the midst of our sorrow. In the midst of our mourning, we can trade that in for clothing of joy. You know, that's what we did that day, and everyone there in the midst of their tears also had this deep-seated joy in the Lord for this man's life. Yeah.
So let's go back to the scripture that we started with in Luke chapter 2. The shepherds are in the field, and the angel comes to them and says, and they were terrified. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for," does it say some people? A few people? Just the ones that go to church people? No. All people. Mm. All people.
So that angel was bringing a message of great joy, yet in the midst of that, the shepherds are terrified. And you got to do something. Either something about that shepherd, that angel, or something about the glory of God was terrifying to these angels. Not being there, I don't know what that is, but something more than we can begin to imagine caused terror in the shepherds. And it's tough to do because they had done battle with all kinds of animals, even lions and bears. David tells us in his writings, even lions and bears in the midst of protecting their sheep. And so these grizzled, battle-tested, field-hardened sheep herders were terrified. That's what happens sometimes when we go with our initial impression. When we don't know the rest of the story. when we're allowing ourselves to react in fear rather than in faith.
So we've shared with you over the years our stories, and there's been lots of challenges. There's been challenges with health. There's been challenges with family members. There's been challenges with caring for aging parents, and there's been marriage challenges and economic challenges. You name it. We experience the same thing y'all do. When I think about this church, there were challenges when we got the team going and, you know, finding our place where we worshiped. If you're new here in the last couple years, this isn't what we had. We had this warehouse, which we converted, and it was great, and it served us well for 18 years. But there were challenges in that, but God always showed miracles whenever there was a challenge. And even in our very difficult decision last year when we chose to disaffiliate from our former denomination, that was hard. But we knew that we had to walk it out in the truth that we believed that the scripture was telling us, and God has blessed us immensely. And so there's so many challenges. And in challenges, we have fear or anxiety anyway. Our heart kind of pounds a little bit harder. And if we allow that to, if we stay there, what happens? It's just we start plummeting. But allowing joy to cover those times of anxiety, allowing joy to cover the challenges, allowing joy to cover the heartache changes everything. And we walk it out with confidence. That's what it is, being confident in Christ. And so he came bringing good news of great joy to all people. And that means you, not just the righteous. It means sinners like me and like all of us. Great news for everybody.
Joy. Joy. The joy that comes from seeing God repeatedly bring faith out of our fears. Watching God in action as he takes what at times seems the impossible and shows us just what God is capable of. Yeah, we've seen it so often that more often than not now, when those challenges show up, rather than fear, we joyfully look forward to what God is going to do with the situation that we're facing. We joyfully look forward to see God in action. We love that. We joyfully look forward to seeing the God who brought us the miracle of Christmas way back when, doing our miracle in our lives right here and now. Yeah.
And so our question, we always have a question at the end. What about you? What about you? Are you experiencing joy? And if not, what's holding you back? I know for me, when I haven't felt that sense of joy, it's because I'm holding on to something too tight. I'm just clenched. I'm closed. But when I take a breath and I release, we talked about this last week, let go, let God, then there's room. And that's when the joy can come in. And it has nothing to do with circumstance. It has everything to do with Jesus. Joy. Joy is a gift. Have you received the gift of joy? It doesn't matter what you've done, how far you've gone away. Jesus wants every one of us to be drawn to him and experience joy. He is the good shepherd, and he came to us in our despair. He rescued us as the good shepherd. He is the light of the world to rescue us from darkness. He is the way when we get lost. He is truth when we are confused. He is life when we feel numb inside or maybe even dead. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. That's relational. God with us. He is the good news who brings great joy. That's the gospel. Let's believe it and let's live it. Amen. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity to reflect on this scripture in Luke 2 and Psalm 30. Luke 2 of how your angel came to shepherds who had no status, and gave them the good news. He didn't give the good news to the kings of the age, but he gave the good news to people like us. Thank you for that angel. Thank you for God who had that plan all along. And the news of the birth of a newborn king who lived and died and rose again for us, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you that we can trade in our clothes of mourning for clothes of joy. That our circumstances don't have to dominate our life, but you as our foundation does. Thank you. Open our hearts as we unbox joy. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting life, Prince of Peace, our joy. Amen. I know a lot of us are struggling with various things, and some of it's pretty heavy. we would encourage you to spend a little bit of time letting all that go, whatever it is. We have Sue is back in the prayer corner. Diane is over here. Stephanie is back there. If you would like to have prayer to release some of that, just do it. This morning at the first service, there was some unburdening that was pretty incredible. And it's because people came forward or they allowed others to pray with them. Jesus came for us to be with us, to bring great joy. Let's stand together as we sing about his beautiful, his wonderful name.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.